People ask, "How are you doing?" Often, people will ask you the question, "How are you doing now?" So many parents who have lost a child have told me that this becomes an increasingly difficult question to answer. And each time they are asked it, they wonder anew as to how they should respond. Perhaps with, "How do you think I am doing now?" Do people want to hear a superficial, "I'm doing well, thank you," though I know in my heart that this is not true? How can it be? My child is dead. Or do they want to hear the truth, that I'm really struggling to come to terms with my loss? Will they have the time to listen to my response in this case? This question was so easy to respond to before your child's death, but not anymore. Whereas before you answered this commonplace question without giving it a thought, now it poses real problems for you. Perhaps the following guidelines will help you formulate a response. Step 1 is to anticipate that you will be asked this question time and time again, and it will most often cause you hurt and discomfort. So I suggest you do the following. To save yourself the stress of having to cast around in your mind for an answer, prepare several standard but honest responses so you are prepared when someone asks you the inevitable, "How are you doing now?" Just how much or how little you say remains your choice. An honest answer like, "Actually, I'm finding it very hard to come to terms with my child's death," should suffice. If you'd like to offer a brief testimony, you could say, "You know, things are very difficult for us, but we're holding on with God's help." Alternatively, you could say, "We are finding it really hard to cope, but we're taking it one step at a time." Or, "Things are difficult, but they'll probably get better with time." These are honest responses for times when you don't feel up to enlarging on your circumstances. Another question, often asked along with "How are you doing?" is extremely insensitive and upsetting. "Have you got over it yet?" This sometimes comes within a few months after your loss. "Of course not. I'll never get over it," you instinctively want to shout in response. Be prepared for people who don't think of what they're saying and who have no concept of how devastating such a loss must be. They have no idea about the process of mourning and its implications. Perhaps you need a prepared response to this question too. Something like, "No, we're not over it yet, and it's unlikely that we'll ever be over it. But we trust that in time we'll find it easier to cope."